Okay, guys, we got something crazy, crazy, crazy live and real. Well, it's not live. This is a recording. So if you're watching this, we apologize for that lie. But we are the Dutch Bros Podcast here, and we've got our very own master of events, Brooke Wolf. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, what do you do exactly?
A lot of everything. We plan anything from our Christmas party, coach a basketball tournament.
Any kind of event that basically is put on through Dutch Bros.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys have kind of a little squad there.
Yeah. We're just down to three of us.
Three guys just rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it's busy, it's crazy, but we kind of feed off each other and have each other's backs.
How did you find yourself here in events?
It just landed in my lap a little bit. Oh my goodness. I kind of bounced around the first 6 months I was out here at HQ after leaving the stands.
Wait, you worked in the stands?
I did.
How do you make a sugar-free, non-fat iced kicker? Just kidding. How many scoops go in a...
Well, it's a full cup of ice now. It used to be a 14-ounce moon and all that. I'm lost.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped drinking them, because I don't know how to make them anymore.
Nah, totally.
I'll just drink an Americano. But how long ago was it that you were in the stands?
So I was in the stands, it'll be 2 years at the end of this month.
Do you miss it, kind of?
Sometimes. I miss the crew I worked with a lot, but I love being out here.
Did you meet Justin, your hubby, in the stands? No.
No. But you got Justin the job
you did?
At Dutch Bros.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Have you know that.
Yeah, because he says other... No, I'm just kidding.
He married up.
So both of you guys were in the stands in Salem working. And then did you come down first and apply or did he get it?
We were both managing at the time. So we were either between pursuing franchising or moving back to our hometown here in Grants Pass and pursuing a job at HQ. And Justin went to school for graphic design. Yeah. And there happened to be a graphic design position open up. So... kind of made our decision for us, and he went for it, and here we are.
And do you think he's a better rapper than you are?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
We need to have him come freestyle. We could have you guys actually rap battle.
That would be
that
legit.
That would be epic, not right? A battle.
We'll call it marriage counseling. Boom.
Stop. So he came down and applied first.
He applied first. He got the job.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, I moved down and... I actually couldn't get a job out here for a little while, just nothing open up. So then a few months later, I started out in payroll, and then by a few other chances, I met the Caitlin, the events
Caitlin
manager
Berry?
At the time.
The Caitlin, I like that.
The Caitlin Berry.
Yeah.
That one.
And she just kind of jokingly told me, hey, you should work with me. And I was like, yeah, I just... moved around twice, probably not going to happen, and then it did.
So what was your first major event that you worked on then?
I got hired about 2 weeks before Coachella last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The first Coachella up in Portland that we did.
So it's been
a big event.
Yes.
To give an understanding of these events that we're talking about, Coachapalooza last year, first really major one that we went into in a Coliseum. There's a lot of work that goes into it. What's the first step to preparing for a major event like
First step is picking a date.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Yeah.
But that takes the longest.
And
right?
That does seem to take the longest. We pick one and then it sometimes changes. So, I mean, at least start with one.
Yeah.
And then last year we decided to go a little crazier and go to Portland. So once we know where we're going to be, we do lots of research. And a lot of people think that events is a lot of out and about, talking to people, and like
socializing,
lots and lots of
networking.
Fun and socializing. And there's some of that, but it's a lot of sitting at your computer, researching, writing emails. You have to be very organized and make notes and like have lists of everything.
I don't think I could do that then, unfortunately.
I have about 5 different to-do lists.
Yeah. Do you have like certain deadlines that you have for certain areas and certain criteria that you have?
Yeah. I just kind of, as we were thinking about maybe hiring for the department, I was trying to outline like a timeline of event planning.
Yeah.
And Dutch Bros obviously runs on its own time scale sometimes, so we don't always adhere to it.
Yeah.
But there's like a timeline, within the first like year to 6 months, you want to have a date and a venue and kind of like an overall like theme almost, So like this year, celebrating 25 years. So we're kind of rocking the 90s back to 1992. Then you can kind of build from there and go with, how are you going to get people there?
Yeah.
How are you going to have them register? Super like simple things to like how many banners are we going to have, or what kind of music are we going to have, right, or, you know, the fun stuff.
You say simple things, but they're not that simple.
It's also not a lot of me doing it on my own. It's a lot of teamwork, and yeah, we rely on all the other departments at HQ, and it's just kind of making sure, keep them all on track.
How many events do you put on a year then?
Well, we have like four of our major events, mm-hmm, I would call them. Coacha, one and two. Summit for our, mm-hmm, franchisees, and then our new last year leadership event.
Yeah.
And those all take place within 1 month of each other, yeah, all in summertime. Yeah. So it's super busy from like June to September, yeah, and then it, you know, stays steady through the rest of the year. But, yeah, and then we have, you know, tons of soccer games with the Timbers, football games for both Oregon State and University of Oregon, and we have countless like local events that we sponsor, and so you just never know how many you're going
to
do.
Well, obviously now Caitlin has moved on to a different, she's in our personal development. She hasn't moved on. She's like, we had to let her go.
She passed away. Taylor's just kidding, super offended.
Taylor's got your back here, Caitlin. No, but she's in the personal defense department now.
Personal events.
Yeah. So Caitlin's in the people development department now. So now you went from being kind of the supporter. Now you're kind of taking on the responsibilities for all this stuff. Is that a big difference?
I mean, this kind of work, I feel like, comes pretty naturally for me.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been a huge adjustment work-wise, but our team structure has changed a lot. So the responsibilities of my role are different than when Caitlin had it.
Yeah, it's evolved. Yeah. It's grown.
So it's a little different. So it's hard to, because I'm comparing to what she did or what the team looked like then, and it's different now with different amount of people and, you know, different roles.
What is your favorite thing about the events?
Oh, man. I think what I love most about it is that you work really hard for, you know, months at a time, constant like emails and phone calls and problem solving, but then you actually get to see the payoff, mm-hmm, and you get to go and you get to see all these people and all these baristas like just love Coacha or
right, and you're hands on at all these when they go on. What is your favorite event?
Coacha holds, you know, a dear place in my heart as having been a barista attending like the first Coacha and like seeing how different it is now. So I think on one hand that's my favorite because it just has like
the history.
Yeah. And nostalgic a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to see where the leadership event goes.
Yeah.
Now that it is cool. Yeah, it's kind of growing.
I feel like we just bring chaos to your world a lot.
Yeah.
To try to figure out venue and where and how and what. You know, we are so fluid. It's always kind of changing. It's always getting mixed up. You said earlier that it's very structured. So how do you deal with the non-structured in the structure?
You know? It's interesting because it's a super structure-driven job in a completely non-structured environment. I kind of have to like just totally go with the flow and know that it's going to get done no matter what. Coach is going to happen and people are going to be there and it might be different than what we expected, but most of the time it's different in a good way and it like blows our minds and we're like, wow, I can't believe that came out. But a lot of times I just have to like take a deep breath and go home and drink a glass of wine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is that something that you kind of have learned and adapted to? I mean,
it didn't take me too long to adjust to it because I have been with Dutch Rose for a while. And
right.
That comes.
The flavor.
Yeah, that floats all the whole stand that runs that way too. So, you know, Dutch time is a thing. So it took a little of adjustment to be like, well, I thought this is happening. And but not too terribly long. And it just, you just kind of have to grin and bear it.
Because sometimes it's very frustrating, I imagine. So how do you kind of vent those frustrations out? Do you just beat Justin or?
Yeah, I run.
Yeah.
Not like a lot, not like a marathon runner by any means, but I do run and that like is a really good stress reliever. Yeah. But I also have two really cute dogs that just, you can't help but be frustrated when you look at their faces. So their pictures are all over my desk.
As these events are approaching, it gets a lot more chaotic. It gets a lot more stressful and then it's on. Through those like last kind of preparations through the actual execution, what does that look like exactly?
I mean, it's constant. Like, there's just, like, from one day to the next, I leave work going, oh, dang it, I had, like, three other things on my list I should have got done today. But there's always tomorrow. And that's what we have the team, too. Like, Jameson and Riley, you know, the guys on my team, they can pick up wherever I leave off. Yeah. I think that's the only way to get through it is like leaning on your team. Yeah. But you just kind of have to just take it one step at a time and not look at the whole big picture mm-hmm. and all the things you have to do, but look at just the things that you have to accomplish that day.
Yeah.
Pre-planning is huge, and like knowing what you're going to have to do when, so that mm-hmm. I'm going to know like next month I have to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
for coach to be pulled off. And I know that like 4 months ago. So I'm already anticipating
right.
having to do that.
Has it come into your personal life where you're like, oh, wow, you start planning other stuff far well, in advance I mean, and kind of getting ready for
it? I think it kind of went the opposite way. Like I
nice.
Always was kind of that person,
yeah.
you know, growing up and in high school, like class president, like planning mm-hmm. the dances and planning my wedding and, you know, yeah. just helping things like that. And it just kind of is a natural like fit. And so that's, I think, why I ended up in this. I think it didn't happen the other way around. I think I am in events because I was that way in my personal yeah. life.
Naturally inclined planner. Yeah.
If I have so many things on my plate, I get overwhelmed. Yeah. It sometimes will freeze me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so what do you do to get out of paralysis by analysis mode?
I'm a huge list maker.
Yeah.
And so I'm working simultaneously on like
right.
seven different things.
Yeah.
And so that adds up. And that's really overwhelming to look at when I'm like, I have mm-hmm. to do this for this and I have to do this for this. So if I break it down and I'm just looking at one event at a time and I, you know, can work through them in the day and just kind of shuffle through, but I'm not ever looking at the whole plate. I'm just looking at one.
Right.
Okay. So 2017, Coacha.
Yeah.
The first one is in Portland at the...
Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Mm.
What can we anticipate for all those listening that yeah. are going to be attending? Mm. Like, what's something to look forward to? Oh. What's something new about this year's Coacha?
Drop it, bro.
Well, we have some rad, like, take-home stuff this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, some rad workbooks you can take home.
Tell us more about this.
I mean, it's the 90s, which I think were a great time. So there's going to be, like, some fun Dutchware coming out.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh.
Coacha exclusive.
Swaggy swag, swag, swag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have some great speakers. I mean.
That's true. I'll be there. Hey. I'll be there. I guess talking a lot.
We have Macklemore coming for the concert.
My gosh. Oh, there's
how
the
do you,
mic drop.
Okay. So how do you, I mean, how do you deal with like, because this is, that's a big name,
yeah.
right? A performer. He's going to be performing at the Moda Center, right?
Yep.
So like, do you get like kind of tripped out on that stuff at all?
I mean, it's kind of crazy when you really think about it. Like, oh, I'm booking hotel rooms for Macklemore. So other than that, it's like, oh, this is just another day. It's just another thing. And I think that's just part of the Dutch culture is like, you know, we treat everyone yeah. the same too.
Yeah. This year we're doing it in Portland and
in Medford.
In Medford.
Yep.
And Macklemore is going to be at both, correct?
He is.
Woo-hoo. Super cool.
That's pretty exciting.
So if you do get a chance to sign up, guys, or if you haven't already, get on your franchisee. And if you guys, sorry if you're not a Dutch Pro employee, just a human out there.
Live vicariously.
Yeah.
Find a friend
follow
who works
some
for
people
Dutch
on
Bros.
Snapchat and yeah, Instagram and just watch their stories.
Watch their stories. Why do you think the events are important?
We're getting pretty big as a company. I think it's really important to be able to come together and be united with one message, one environment, and just being in the same room together.
Yeah.
You kind of feed off that energy. And then those people are able to go back and spread that to the people who couldn't come this time. And I think it's important in maintaining our culture and maintaining that love for yeah. everyone else, you know, and you don't get stagnant.
What bit of advice would you have for someone that actually, you know, because the event planning is really a career. It is so, mm-hmm. something that a lot of people do. I know there's plenty of people out in the world that like would love to plan their weddings, plan these events. What kind of advice would you give somebody that is looking to be better at planning?
I think it's different for everybody. I'm really into making paper lists, but some people might be way better at digital, you know, using their cell phone notes. So one, finding what works for you. And then two, don't be afraid to ask for help, you know, mm-hmm. when you're planning something, like if you are planning a wedding or if you're maybe planning events and you work in the stands and you're helping your franchisee out, like don't be afraid to ask for help and delegate the tasks, picking those things out so you don't feel like it's all on your shoulders. And I think just finding what you're interested in planning, don't be stuck doing something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You're not going to be good at it or
like,
enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm planning really lame stuff.
Yeah. yeah. It has to be stuff yeah. that you find interesting and you're passionate about and you're excited
right.
to be involved with and yeah. that's something you can be proud of after.
Any other little nuggets that you'd have for the Dutch nation? That's, I mean, you're planning a lot of events for our people out there.
I mean, come to the events. That's first.
What are those exact dates?
Be there or be square.
Ooh, yeah, tell us the dates
exact dates.
We have Kocha in Portland, Oregon on June 26th.
June 26th.
One day. Mm. So super easy. And then Kocha number two, August 25th in Medford, Oregon. You're not going to want to miss it. I mean, from the concerts to the conference and everything in between, it's just going to be a good time. You get to meet all these cool baristas that you never would have had a chance to meet before and get some rad Dutchware and enjoy the concert. And then we have the leadership event on September 25th, location to be determined. And we have a really exciting guest speaker for that, and that's going to be Gary Vee.
Gary Vaynerchuk. I will say that I just want to throw this out there. I think a good message and takeaway from you being on the red couch is that you exemplify somebody that has identified your strengths and played very well to them. And I would encourage everybody in the nation to figure out like what you're good at. Brooke, being the organized gal that she is, recognized that, knew that, and was able to showcase it. And
I never would have thought I was going to end up in events. I mean, I have a degree in psychology, which has like nothing to do with what I'm doing now, but that's okay. I mean, it helps a little bit.
You deal with psychos.
Read people. That's real.
You're able to get in the heads of all the unorganized people.
But I think it's just not like, just not keeping yourself in a box and like, that you can only do one thing or that you can't do something. I never would have guessed that I would be an event planner, and I love it, and I don't see myself doing anything else now. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It also, it took me a while, so not be afraid to like be patient to get there, because it didn't just happen right out the gate.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time in the sands, if you're in the sands, and enjoy what you're doing, and your time will come, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll say also the other question everybody is probably asking about events: why is Riley still single?
Ooh, gosh.
Good question. All you single ladies out there.
Come on, Riley.
Riley Barrich.
Reliable.
It's just, you know, it's that patience thing.
Yeah,
just that patience.
He's working on it.
A philism, you know, it's through patience and perseverance. The snail made it onto the ark.
That was a philism?
I don't know. I
remember you threw it out there in the past podcast and I loved it. I thought you made it up.
No, we're putting that on Phil.
Good job, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. He's so old. Well, thank you, Brooke. We appreciate you taking time out of your crazy schedule to rap about the events. And we're excited, and you should be too. Kocha Palooza's coming up in June 26th, August 25th. And make sure you don't miss out on a leadership event September 25th.
Yeah.
So got a lot going on the Dutch Bro pipeline. So if you're working out, you're part of the Dutch Bro fam, make sure that you come and hang with us. Boom, boom, boom. Take care. See you soon. Peace out. Bam.